when a consumer goes to the Craigslist website and then pushes on the button for erotic services, they will be shocked at the blatancy of what is clearly money for sex advertisement transpiring there. Craigslist has turned a blind eye to this for many, many months. They have been warned continually that this behavior was not going to be allowed to go on forever. This meeting is about cleaning up that website.
Will you be meeting with Craig, I don't know his last name, himself, or with one of his minions?
Now, we're going to be meeting with Craig Newmark's lawyers, and there are a number of attorney generals from around the country that are representing the organization at this meeting. There will be the attorney general from Connecticut, the attorney general from Illinois, and myself representing the others involved in the investigation.
Well, what are you going to just tell them to cut it out, or what are you going to tell them?
Craigslist signed a document in November of 2008 that they knew about what was going on and that they were going to clean up this site. In the months that have transpired, they have clearly failed at that. If you go on here locally in Jefferson City or in Columbia, what you see are advertisements for prostitution, essentially. Craigslist needs to either offer software that is going to clean up the sites, or we're going to push for them to take the entire erotic services section down.
Are they advertising for prostitution services and other sexual services in Missouri, or are these just national ads?
These ads are tailored to the town in which the online user has clicked onto. So if you sign on in St. Louis or in Kansas City, what you're going to see are the Kansas City and St. Louis prostitutes. And there will be clear advertisement on there for money and sex. If we were talking about online drug dealing, there would be no doubt that law enforcement should go on and clean up this activity. Craigslist is involved in fostering an illegal activity, and that's what these meetings are meant to solve.
Could you, or why haven't local folks gone to Craigslist, gotten used it as tips, and gone out and arrested these folks?
Craigslist has been used as an investigatory tool for stings in individual localities all over the country. The problem is Craigslist is now essentially so deeply involved in this, and the proliferation of these ads has become so widespread that I think public interest demands that Craigslist take some steps to either remove the site from their website or to offer software that's going to clean this practice up.
What specific legal action can you take? Can you accuse? Can you file a criminal charge against Craigslist here in Missouri, for example?
No, but what the Attorney General's office in Missouri and around the country can do is either file a nuisance action against Craigslist or to bring them under Chapter 407, which is the Merchandising Practices Statute, for unfair business practices. Either way, we have avenues. We're also working with the legislature, even as we speak, to bring a criminal statute forward that will absolutely focus in on the type of activity that we're seeing.
Is this something a federal prosecutor could take up?
I think the answer is yes, although I'm probably not expertise enough to offer an opinion on that.
Well, based on the conversations you already had with these folks at some distance, do you really expect to get anywhere when you talk to them face-to-face?
I actually am somewhat optimistic that these conversations will bear fruit. The Craigslist has already shown a willingness to sign a document that would curtail these practices. They have failed to take the additional steps, but they are willing to at least come to the table and discuss this conduct. With all of the terrible publicity that Craigslist has had over the recent weeks, my belief is that Craigslist is going to be willing to essentially save their own reputation.
Do any of these ads involve children?
In the investigation that we have seen, I have not been brought any evidence of that.